Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Seller Notes. Well, this week we're going to talk about Maryland rum.
You know, Hugh, I spent a couple vacations down in the islands, and I started tasting rum. And the same thing I would say about rye is what I would say about rum. You have rum that is perfectly good for mixing and making, your cocktails. And then there's some that is so good that you just want to sip it, you know. And usually I put a little splash of water in it to open it up a bit. I can say it about the Maryland rums that I tasted. Some of them are just, you know, purpose-made for cocktails, and others are really very, very nicely complex and worth a little bit of your concentration.
How many people do we have that are making rum?
I'm not sure, but I know we have 30 distilleries.
Okay.
And I know, for instance, the Lion Distillery in St. Michael's is doing only rum now. So they have a line of about six different ones, and they're good. They're good. Let's start off with one from Blackwater Distilling Company called Picaroon Gold Rum, 84 proof. $33 a bottle, and this had aromas of caramel, buttered popcorn, and a little bit of sweet tea blended in. Very velvety texture, lots of vanilla toffee, milk chocolate flavors, and a very gentle alcohol made for sipping. And I was really impressed by the restraint of this, that it was giving you a lot, but it wasn't hitting you over the head with anything.
Good.
So I thought it was pretty nice, $33 for that one. I mentioned the Lion label. Here's their dark rum at 90 proof, $39. This is from, a rum-only house. Had a very dark molasses nose, very smooth, very deep with dark chocolate flavors. Everything about this was kind of dark and mysterious. You know? But along with that, I was getting plenty of spices, a touch of grassiness, which was interesting. If you like Pedro Ximenez Sherry, you'll love this, and be sure to drink this with a box of chocolates nearby. That's the only way to do it. it's really
on the rocks.
Never mind.
Okay.
Here's Lost Ark Terra Maria Spice Drum. Now, spice drums, I think, ordinarily you would want to work into a cocktail because they have a lot of little things going on to kind of enhance the complexity of a cocktail. This one is 80 proof, $32. This had a soaring, sweet, grainy nose. It reminded me of pumpkin ginger cookies.
Okay.
It was just, you know, a very, very holiday type of thing. Perfect holiday rum. Very warm, pleasant, very spicy. A touch of heat, but very gentle. The kind of thing that Granny might like. So give her a plate of ginger cookies to have with this.
Right.
The one that kind of knocked me up, I was really surprised, was Secrets Spiced Rum. Now, Secrets, a lot of people know, is a bar down in Ocean City.
Yep.
And they have been making stuff.
They've been playing in the spirits field for a while.
Yeah, and this is their Spiced Rum, 70 proof, only $23 a bottle. Had an aroma of candied fruit, tropical fruit, a touch of spruce. It was almost like Christmas in a glass. Just amazing. First class rum. Very, very clean, slick texture. No rough edges to this at all. And I would want to just sip this, you know, just fabulous stuff. So Secrets gets full marks from me. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.